A 12-year-old girl appears to have been the sole miracle survivor of Tuesday's Yemeni airplane disaster. French and American rescuers are continuing their search in the Indian Ocean near the Comoros Islands for other passengers, but hopes are fading for any survivors. The girl has a broken collarbone and has been flown home to Paris. Her father says she told him she heard other people talking in the water shortly after the accident. Di Bain reports.
Bruised and broken, 12-year-old Baya Bakari was taken by ambulance to a chartered jet and flown home to Paris. For her father, Kasim Bakari, it's a bittersweet event. He's lost his wife, but his daughter is alive.
For her, it's not going to be easy, losing her mummy and, on the other hand, seeing her brothers. But I'm going to try and make it through with her.
The Yemeni Airbus 310 crashed into rough seas just off the Comoros Islands in the early hours of Tuesday morning. There were 153 passengers and crew on board. The girl has told her father she felt the plane go down.
I asked her what happened. She told me, I saw the plane crash in the water. I found myself in the water. And you know, Dad, I cannot swim well. But I managed to cling on to a piece of debris, and the rest I cannot explain.
Baya Bakari bobbed in choppy seas with a fractured collarbone and burns to her knee for 13 hours before she was rescued. Rescuers say it's astonishing she survived. Her father says he hasn't told his other children about the ordeal yet.
No, the three that are here, no. However, I told them that their sister was coming back tomorrow.
The search for the plane's black box is continuing. French safety inspectors say they found faults with the same aircraft 2 years ago, and it had been stopped from flying in French airspace. However, Yemeni Air Chairman Abdullah Khalik Al-Qadi disputes this, saying stormy weather caused the accident.
The plane was about to land. It's an exaggeration when they said the maintenance of the plane was bad. This talk is not true, and it's irresponsible and unfortunate. It is considered an attack because we are a poor country. No one would care about it.
Some Comoros residents were also voicing their concerns about Yemeni Airlines, saying there's sometimes not enough seat belts on flights, and planes can be so overcrowded that passengers are forced to stand in the aisles.
This man says when you get to Sana'a, they change the flight and you take a small plane, and it's as if you're travelling by truck. We stand until getting to Moroni.
A ceremony will be held tomorrow in Paris to remember the victims. The European Commission will meet with Yemeni Airlines tomorrow to get more details about how it intends to improve its maintenance procedures.
Di Bain.